Principle 10.6. Probe deep and hard to learn what you can expect from your machine. Constantly probe the people who report to you while making sure they understand that it's good for them and everyone else to surface their problems and mistakes. Doing so is required to make sure you're getting what you want, even from people who are doing their jobs well, though they can be given a bit more leeway. Probing shouldn't just come from the top down. The people who work for you should constantly challenge you so that you can become as good as you can be. In doing so, they will understand that they are just as responsible for finding solutions as you are. It's much easier for people to remain spectators than to become players. Forcing them onto the field strengthens the whole team. A. Get a threshold level of understanding. When managing an area, you need to gain a rich enough understanding of the people, processes, and problems around you to make well-informed decisions. Without that understanding, you will believe the stories and excuses you were told. B. Avoid staying too distant. You need to know your people extremely well, provide and receive regular feedback, and have quality discussions. And while you don't want to get distracted by gossip, you have to be able to get a quick download from the appropriate people. Your job design needs to build in the time to do these things. If it doesn't, you run the risk of not managing. The tools I have developed give me windows into what people are doing and what they are like, and I follow up on problems. C. Use daily updates as a tool for staying on top of what your people are doing and thinking. I ask each person who reports to me to take about 10 to 15 minutes to write a brief description of what they did that day, the issues pertaining to them, and their reflections. By reading these updates and triangulating them, that is, seeing other people's takes on what they are doing together, I can gauge how they are working together, what their moods are, and which threads I should pull on. D. Probe so you know whether problems are likely to occur before they actually do. If problems take you by surprise, it is probably because you are either too far removed from your people and processes, or you haven't adequately visualized how the people and processes might lead to various outcomes. When a crisis is brewing, contact should be close enough that there will be no surprises. E. Probe to the level below the people who report to you. You can't understand how the person who reports to you manages others unless you know their direct reports and can observe how they behave. F. Have the people who report to the people who report to you feel free to escalate their problems to you. This is a great and useful form of upward accountability. G. Don't assume that people's answers are correct. People's answers could be erroneous theories or spin, so you need to occasionally double-check them, especially when they sound questionable. Some managers are reluctant to do this, feeling it is the equivalent of saying they don't trust their people. These managers need to understand that this process is how trust is earned or lost. Your people will learn to be much more accurate in what they tell you if they understand this, and you will learn who you can rely on. H. Train your ear. Over time, you'll hear the same verbal cues indicating that someone is thinking about something badly or failing to apply principles appropriately. For example, listen for the anonymous "we" as a cue that someone is likely depersonalizing a mistake. I. Make your probing transparent rather than private. This helps assure the quality of the probing because others can make their own assessments, and it will reinforce the culture of truth and transparency. J. Welcome probing. It's important to welcome probing of yourself because no one can see themselves objectively. When you're being probed, it's essential to stay calm. Your emotional lower-level you will probably react to probing with something like, "You're a jerk because you're against me and making me feel bad," whereas your thoughtful higher-level you should be thinking, "It's wonderful that we can be completely honest like this and have such a thoughtful exchange to help assure that I'm doing things well." Listen to your higher level you and don't lose sight of how difficult it can be for the person doing the probing. Besides helping to make the organization and your relationship with the person who is probing you go well, working yourself through this difficult probing will build your character and your equanimity. K. okay. Remember that people who see things and think one way often have difficulty communicating with and relating to people who see things and think another way. Imagine you had to describe what a rose smells like to someone who lacks a sense of smell. No matter how accurate your explanation, it will always fall short of the actual experience. The same thing is true of differences in ways of thinking. They are like blind spots, and if you have one, which we all do, it can be challenging to see what's there. Working through these differences requires a lot of patience and open-mindedness, as well as triangulating with other people who can help fill in the picture. L. Pull all suspicious threads. It's worth pulling all suspicious threads because 1. Small negative situations can be symptomatic of serious underlying problems. 2. Resolving small differences of perception may prevent more serious divergence of views. And 3. In trying to create a culture that values excellence, constantly reinforcing the need to point out and stare at problems, no matter how small, is essential. Otherwise, you risk setting an example of tolerating mediocrity. Prioritization can be a trap if it causes you to ignore the problems around you. Allowing small problems to go unnoticed and unaddressed creates the perception that it's acceptable to tolerate such things. Imagine that all your little problems are small pieces of trash you're stepping over to get to the other side of a room. Sure, what's on the other side of the room may be very important, but it won't hurt you to pick up the trash as you come to it. And by reinforcing the culture of excellence, it will have positive second and third order consequences that will reverberate across your whole organization. While you don't need to pick up every piece, you should never lose sight of the fact that you're stepping over the trash, nor that it's probably not as hard as you think to pick up a piece or two as you go on your way. M. Recognize that there are many ways to skin a cat. Your assessment of how responsible parties are doing their jobs should not be based on whether they're doing it your way, but whether they're doing it in a good way. Be careful about expecting a person who achieves success one way to do it a different way. That's like insisting that Babe Ruth improve his swing.